Thank you. drops of rain. Taste the sliding, the licking waste. It was always this way, it was never that other way. Once upon a time, when the boxes were under construction to be made, and the doors closed with windows pained, love was left outside screaming, with visitations only through dreaming. As though we should have more time. Age confuses us, and confusing ages us. Don't throw your pearls before swine. But these swine, they are the police within our own minds. And this mind is the way through, but it is like music. It helps us to remember. The mind is the only tool to know the mind. Fantasies of the past reduce the future to last. Become so dense you are transparent. Habits are not distractions from life. They are the very stuff of life. We do one thing after another. All these activities accumulate. There become a number of them, a quantity, and we become inseparable with them. We also take on quantity. Our lives become a sequence of events. This is aging, and this is what passes as time. We know so well what time it is, what day it is, and what we have done before, and who we are, and who we have already met, and what we already know. We accept death because it is time. How old are you? How many years old are you? How many years dead are you? Death is not usually measured much, but life sure is. We have had our minimum daily requirement. What they have told us we need, what we have told us we need, what we have learned and what we believe, and now we sleep. And why not? No one else is awake. But it won't be too long. Not too long. It won't be too long now. Not too long. When time will be no longer, and death is the last thing to die.
Thank you. Thank you.
luminous and in imperishable beauty. We thus remained for long periods of time. And after the passage of infinite times, the sweet-tasting earth rose from the waters. It had color, scent, and taste. We began to form it into lumps and to eat it. But while we ate from it, our luminosity disappeared. And when it had disappeared, sun and moon, stars, and constellations, day and night, weeks and months, seasons and years made their appearances. We enjoyed the sweet-tasting earth, relished it, and were nourished by it. And thus we lived for a long, long time. And with the coarsening of the food, the bodies of beings became more and more material and differentiated. And hereupon the division of sexes came into existence, together with sensuality and attachment. But when evil, immoral customs arose among us, the sweet-tasting earth disappeared. And when it had lost its pleasant taste, outcroppings appeared on the ground, endowed with scent, color, and taste. Due to evil practices and further coarsening of the nature of living beings, even these nourishing outcroppings disappeared, and other self-originated plants deteriorated to such an extent that finally nothing eatable grew by itself, and food had to be produced by strenuous work. Thus the earth was divided into fields, and boundaries were made, whereby the idea of I and mine, own and other was created. With it, possessions, envy, greed, and enslavement to material things.
Thank you. Be great mortality among the Mayas and the coming of foreign governors. There will be vomiting of blood in this cartoon. Is when the strangers arrive with red beards. Oh, let us grieve because they have arrived.
Mm-hmm.
From the east they came. White cowards, the white children of heaven. Only of sin will he speak. Only of sin shall be his teaching. Prepare for the burden of misery which is coming to your towns.